Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kiddushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher Refayin Reziva Gahagun Bekarav Mamesh. So in the previous Mishnah, we learned about a fellow who had gotten married, went overseas, and then came back with his wife and kids, or maybe just with some kids, and whether or not he has to prove the kashrus of these people. Now we can think with a similar case, but over here, this fellow had gone away as a bachur. He wasn't married. And then he comes back and he says as follows, Isha Nasasim Dinas Hayam. I got married when I was overseas. I got married far away. And Harehizu, this is my wife. Say hello, everyone. And these are her children. So maybe Raya al-Isha, v'enitzarech lavi Raya al-Abonim, he has to bring a Raya about the woman, meaning he has to prove that she's kosher, that she comes from good yichos, but he doesn't have to bring a Raya about the kids. And that's just like in the previous Mishnah, because these children are kruchen achareha. They're following her, yanking her skirt, pulling her tichel, saying, mommy, mommy. So of course, these are her children. So once you can prove that the woman's kosher, we know that her children are kosher as well. However, let's say he comes back and he doesn't have a wife, but he has a bunch of kids with him, and he says, Mesa, the wife that I married overseas, she died, v'elubanel, these are her kids, tzarech lavi Raya al-Isha, v'alabonim. Here he has to bring a raya regarding both. He has to prove that the woman whom he married was kosher, and he has to prove that these are her kids, and only then we'll know that they're kosher. And now moving on to talk about the Isra of Yichud. Mishnah Yud Beis tells us, Lo yis yachid adam shtei nashim, a man is not allowed to be miyachid with two women. He can't seclude himself with them. And that's because nashim daitan kalos. Women are easily convinced to do things, and therefore this one man could convince the two of them to do something inappropriate. Avul isha achas misyachetzim shtei anashim, one woman could seclude herself with two men, because as long as they're kosher, men are embarrassed to do something inappropriate in front of each other with a woman, and therefore everything's okay. But the halacha is that one woman is not allowed to seclude herself with two men. Now, Reb Shimon says, Afish echad misyachadim shtei nashim, a man is allowed to seclude himself with two women, bisman she'ishta imay, if his wife is there. And v'yashan imam bepundaki, he can even sleep over at the same inn or hotel with them. Why is that? M'nei she'ishta mishamartoi, because his wife guards them and she makes sure he doesn't get into trouble with these women. Furthermore, misyachad adam im imay v'im bitay, a man is allowed to be misyachad with his mother or his daughter. And even v'yashan imam bekeir basar, he's allowed to sleep with them. Bekeir basar means they could sleep in the same bed, even though their flesh is touching each other, and that's talking about when the daughter is under bas mitzvah, or with this man and his mother if he's under bar mitzvah. However, v'migdilu, once they grow up, once the boy reaches bar mitzvah, or the girl reaches bas mitzvah, zu yishena b'ksusa v'zayashen b'ksusai, each one has to sleep in their own clothing, meaning they have to be wearing pajamas, no kir of basar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last two mishnayos in the Masechta and the entire Seder. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.